Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An exhibit entitled Three presents an opening reception this week. The group show features the work of three local artists as they complete their work in a Master's of Fine Arts program. Jolie Livaday Grisham and Joni Dollar, as well as Diana Sanatsky, have featured pieces in this collection. And joining me in studio for a preview is Jolie Livaday Grisham and Joni Dollar. Jolie, tell us about the opening reception coming up.
Well, this is the culmination of 3 years of work. The Masters of Fine Art program is a three-year program over at Tech. And so the three of us are finishing up, and we've got our pieces ready to break out and show everyone. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I guess some may say it's one of the non-traditional things about pursuing the master's. And with you, I have a full-time job, taking care of the studio at the same time pursuing this program. Share about the decision to pursue the master's.
Well, that's been really challenging. I mean, with of course, your fine art really skyrockets when you get into a good master's program and you have the opportunity to seriously give consideration to your artwork and get feedback from some of the extremely fine professors that are up at school. And with a master's degree, you have the credentials that you need to teach at the university level to teach art. So that's, I think, the reason why I went in.
That's why I went in also.
And your path to getting in the master's program, Joni?
Well, I have done things, you know, in the past here and there and worked in the community. I've raised my family, and I decided to go back. I completed my BFA in 2010 and went directly into the MFA program at Tech.
How has the experience, Jolie, has that changed your perspective of your own work and how you view other art?
Well, definitely the emphasis is on the reason for making the work. It's not just to make something that's beautiful, but also to make something that has meaning to you and to the people that look at it. And so you definitely approach art from a critical perspective and also examining the concepts that drive it.
That's right.
You're nodding in agreement, Jody. Some of the same thought process going on there?
Yes, my work is based on previous experiences, disease. I had cancer. So mine is based on the healing process of cancer. And it hit right at the same time as the MFA program started.
So I guess that really gave you even more looking at what you would be doing in this program and to be able to draw upon that. Joni, what is one of the items that you have as part of the exhibit that you feel that perhaps captures how you see your work now?
I have an installation that's involved in my thesis work. It's gowns that I made by hand. I designed them myself and stitched each little gown, and it's part of me. I believe it's part of my healing process. So it actually helped me with the actual healing process that I was going through.
Yeah, they're hospital gowns.
Yeah, they're hospital gowns.
Yeah. Jolie, for you, a certain piece out of what you have presented coming up that kind of shows that perspective?
Well, I think the one I'm most excited about is I have an installation. It's of over 1,600 origami beetles that are made from folded photographs. And they're set
1,600.
To 1,600. It's taken quite a while to put those together. So they're pretty interesting to look at. They kind of invade the space and crawl around. So
they're hypnotizing.
What would you say, Jolie, has been the most challenging part of your studies?
Oh, it's all been challenging. I mean, it definitely, they make you dig deep, and they make you work on refining and refining and refining the concepts and the actual process, and it's very transformational. I think everyone going through the art program could say that was true.
I think everyone that is pursuing their career in the arts, fine arts, they really need to pursue the MFA program of some sort or in their university somewhere, because it really, like she said, it makes you dig deep into what you're doing, and it really makes you think about why you're doing things, why you're an artist, and how you can present things to a viewer to help them see things also.
Yeah. There is also a third artist involved in the exhibit. Jolie, what can you tell us about Diana?
Diana's work is really quite wonderful. She's a sculptor, and she does her work based on memories, creates these pieces that are, the scale is off, but they're common household objects that she remembers from her childhood. They're fascinating to look at.
They're larger than life is what they are.
Yeah. Or smaller.
Yeah.
Well, I guess a question for both of you, amid the stress and now satisfaction completing this, what has the journey meant to you?
Well, it's it's a coming of age as an artist. Mm-hmm. It's earning the credentials and making the work that's the quality that you're capable of.
And the research, research has been so helpful. And learning how to critique others' work and see yourself in others' work.
Yeah, I guess that's really broad things too.
It's very broad. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and to be able to share that now with others as you look upon the completion of this. Well, the exhibit coming up on Thursday is 3. Again, the time and location, and how can you find out more about the show?
Well, the gallery is at Louisiana Tech. Mm-hmm.
It's on their art website, too.
Yeah, it's on the art website at Louisiana Tech. And for those of you that aren't familiar, it's the
Visual Arts Center. Yeah, Center. But the galleries have been just rechanged, the names.
Right. And that's on Tech Drive.
That's coming up this Thursday beginning at 5 o'clock. A phone number where they could reach either one of you to find out more information?
Well, mine is 318, and it's 791-0307.
Or you could give dollarjoni@bellsouth.net.
Just that easy, and looking forward to the exhibit entitled 3 as the completion of the Masters of Fine Arts program. Well, congratulations, Joni and Jolie, to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Land Yap. And for other Land Yap podcasts, you can visit the listening room at kedm.org.